Time clock.
Reverend Mitch, 1:35.
Okay.
6. 7-ish. You're on.
Good afternoon. This is the Newcastle County Council Technology Subcommittee meeting of Tuesday, February 18th, 2014. The meeting starts at 1:30 p.m. We're getting started a few minutes late. It's 1:37 p.m. And my name is Councilman Bob Weiner. I'm the chair of this meeting. We're going to go around now and introduce everyone in the room, starting with my trusty aide.
Low Hickel County Council.
Patrick Susie, GIS Manager, Newcastle County.
Andrew Ross, Senior GIS Analyst for Geographic.
David Grimaldi, CIO, Newcastle County.
Daniel Shortquist, Executive Office.
Antonio Prado, Director of Communications, Newcastle County.
Jim McDonald, Deputy CIO.
Thank you very much. Because this is a subcommittee, we're not required to approve the meeting minutes, but meeting minutes are available from our last meeting on Tuesday, February 4th. At this point, I'll simply move to the agenda. Lou, do we have an agenda?
You want to welcome Jim to show up?
Oh, yes. I'd like to also welcome Jim Boyle, Policy Director. Thank you very much. We'll do away with adoption of the minutes. The items for discussion, it's an executive branch technology update, at which time we're going to be drilling down into our new prototype about to be launched county website, moving into layers called the GIS layer and seeing how we citizens can use those GIS layers. Now, I want to note as well that this is being taped so that it will be available to the public so that they can see how government works. And therefore, even though there's maybe a dozen folks here in the room, this will be seen by many others, and it's my hope that this beta test in technology, where else a better place, will become a practice, a standard, a norm in county government so that all public county meetings will be public. I also would like to welcome Daniel Shearquest, who also works for the administration and has a specialty in IT. Daniel, what's your exact title? Executive Assistant?
Correct.
Okay. And I'd also like to welcome, the camera could sway around here, another EA by the name of Samuel Guy, who's not only executive assistant, but a member of the Delaware State Bar Association as well. So, we had some questions from the past. Yes, Lou. We're now being joined by two other council persons, and we have Lisa Diller and Janet Kilpatrick, and thank you both for joining us.
You're welcome.
We just distributed the minutes. If you don't have a copy, please feel free to get a copy from before.
Thank you.
I'd like to go over some questions, if you will, old business that we discussed with CAO Grimaldi. And just to note that again, I had asked Assistant Land Use General Manager George Haggerty to provide updated information at the next Technology Committee meeting on what information is being posted to the Land Use Department's website. Perhaps that's something we can cover today. If not, we'll put it on for future business. I'd also like to welcome Councilman David Tackett. David, say hello.
Hello.
Okay. And at this point, we'll skip that point unless I'll ask you later on if we can do that when we have the IES folks up for up to bat. The next item on previous business is CAO Grimaldi advised that the new county website will be interactive with citizens who wish to have information sent to them from various departments such as the Land Use Department. CAO, you advised that Civic Association membership could sign up for notice information from various departments within county government. And when will that be ready to launch?
I think we're about 30 days away, I would say.
If not less. We are pretty much the hard technical parts have been resolved. We're just fine-tuning, polishing it off, and releasing it to council, of course. Make sure that everyone sees it before it's publicly released. And other than that, I would say 30 days or less.
Okay. Now, folks have questions, and I may not think of all them or other council members will. How could they ask questions on its use? Would they call 395-5555, our general information number, or do you have a better number for them to call?
That's a good question. I think we'll roll it out through the general information hotline, but we'll have to prep them, I think.
Again, that number is 302-395-5555. And if they would like to email, what email address might they use to ask questions?
Jim, is there a general email?
Well, we can create one specific for that new user.
And this is Jim McDonald, Deputy CAO?
We can create one new user or whatever, you know, whatever seems to work. Just put a link at the bottom of the page.
And that link will be on the nccde.org website?
Probably should be on all the pages initially until people get used to navigating it.
Very good. Thank you just to addressing those preliminary questions. Now, third old item business before we get into new business is information systems. Staff advised us at the last meeting of different base maps on the websites that would provide detailed information such as bus routes, which was simply a link to DART, our State Department of Transportation, child daycare, transit orientation, walkability, and the like, because not everyone wants or can afford a single occupancy vehicle, and the county should integrate its planning component with this as well, so that we have integrated land use planning, transportation, as well as other functions of county government through a GIS system, similar to what we do with zoning. We do form-based zoning, which is also a GIS-based system, something I work with in my business as well. So with that, before we proceed forward, I'd like to ask if any of the other members of council have any questions or comments at this time.
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Seeing a no's, moving forward, I'd like to ask CAO Grimaldi, who would be able to start off by drilling down into the county website for a demonstration of how our GIS works, and what is GIS? What does it stand for?
Well, luckily we have our GIS team with us, and this will be a subcomponent of the overall website. So this is, and I think most appropriately, we could have had an entire meeting just to discuss GIS. We really just covered it quickly last time, but luckily they'll go through it in detail today.
Great. Well, the technology committee meeting will be a forum, if you will, to not only interact with council members, but with the public as well. Of course, we have an audio track already, but we're making this a video component so folks will be able to ask questions and get them answered. What does GIS stand for? You identify your name, please.
Andrew Ross from GeoGraphit. Actually, it stands for Geographic Information Systems. And essentially, it means computerized mapping. Its main use is basically to show information about infrastructure or anything else that's distributed in space in map format, so it's easy for an end user to read and to make sense of it.
Mm-hmm. And as a contractor with Newcastle County for the past year, what is your company again and what do you do?
GeoGraphit. My official title is Senior GIS Analyst, but most of what I do at this point is project management for different, like GIS software development projects, as well as data management projects, data development projects, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And before you begin, Patrick, could you tell us exactly, Patrick Susi, what your title is and what you do with Newcastle County and our IS department?
I am the GIS manager for Newcastle County, and I supervise the staff that creates the data that is used to build the maps, as well as we develop parts of the web mapping application in-house through some configuration files that the vendor was able to provide us to reduce our dependency upon contractors in the future.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, this administration knew that executive assistants needed to have a broader array of experience. And so the deputy CAO, who is third in command in the county, is the previous IS department general manager, and that's James McDonald. And Jim, why don't you tell us what your title is and what you do?
Okay, well, now I'm deputy CAO. I work for David. work on a variety of administrative functions. It's a lot busier than where it was before in IS, but I'm glad to have the opportunity. I just wanted to really step back for a moment and point to Patrick, because Patrick and I have worked together for probably 12, 13 years, and Pat has been the leader in getting GIS. We're light years ahead of most other governments. He saw it. It was actually a lot of Pat's vision to get us to where we are today. I mean, he's done a very good job. He should be recognized for that.
And Patrick, thank you for that. I'm active in the National Association of Counties in our technology committee, and when I see what other counties see as cutting edge, yes, there are some that might be on the bleeding edge, but I say that we're on the cutting edge because of your leadership and also Jim McDonald as well. And thank you very much. And now we're taking even a greater leap because we also add another executive assistant, Daniel Shearquest, who also has a great background. Daniel, what is your function as part of the executive's team?
As part of the executive team, as needed, really, I have a strong role with IS, helping them continue the foster the dreams and design from the executive. Luckily, Jim McDonald had a good footprint in there, so it was easy to keep on going. But I come with a private sector experience, so with that comes some different technologies and different pieces. But luckily, you know, we do have the skills in GIS and other areas of IS, so everything's going great so far.
And last but certainly not least, Antonio Prado. I want you to give a little bit about your background as well. You weren't able to make it to the last meeting.
Yeah, sorry about that. It was we were preparing for a snow day that week. I'm Director of Communications. I've been working a little bit with Dan. I don't have the technical expertise for all the web development, but we've worked together for the content, making sure, you know, the CAO's vision and the executive's vision for what the homepage looks like, and the three clicks or less, all that. So just making it state-of-the-art and beautiful, and these guys have done a great job. So I'm just along for the ride.
And you haven't mentioned that for years you have lived in our community and have great experience through the community news, and that really gives you roots here and a background as well.
Yeah, I native Wilmingtonian, and I, as you said, I was working for the Hocassin Community News covering Newcastle County government. As you recall, that's actually the first time the CAO knew about me was reading one of my articles. So I guess that's how I was discovered, if you will.
Well, thank you very much. So now we'll call upon Andrew Ross and Patrick Susi to take us on a tour of our new website and drilling down to the GIS level.
All right.
Thank you.
Make sure you're talking into the mic.
That's not a mic.
The main challenges that we had in front of us was the current technology that we were using is in what's called an ArcIMS platform.
ARC stands for what?
It actually doesn't stand
for
ARC.
It's a mathematical quiz.
It's a name that the original and the vendor of this product chose back in the late 70s or even middle 70s.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah.
Sure.
This technology that our current mapping platform is written on was developed in the mid to early 90s, and about 2 years ago it showed up on the software provider's deprecation page as technology that was no longer going to be supported in the future. At that point, we started looking at the other options that we had for a web mapping. We chose the same vendor. We wanted technology that was going to take us into the future without problem of being antiquated very quickly. The ArcGIS server platform that this is written on is compatible with web applications. There's desktop components. It has a lot of API add-ins for software developers. This one is written in a JavaScript API, and we wanted to make a mapping site that was user-friendly so that the constituents and the all users of our web mapping products would be able to navigate easily through this system. And we put this out to bid, and Geographic was the vendor that met all of the qualifications that we were looking for and they were selected through the bid process. And this is the product that they were able to develop for us. The third component that we were looking for is to have a platform that we were able to make revisions ourselves. The current mapping system was written by a vendor in early 2002, 2003. We do not have the ability to make changes. If somebody asked us to add a new layer into it or to make a change to something, we had to call that vendor back in to make the changes. They own the code and they run it on our server. So we now have a system that we have all of our configuration files that we can go in there and change whenever we want. We can change the colors, we can change the content.
And the previous problem, as many of we users know, it was not user-friendly. It had to be patched on patches, and it became too contorted and circuitous and not user-friendly. And for those of us that are technically challenged, we look forward to this coming online another 30 days or so. Continue.
So as we developed it, we started thinking of all the content that we could build into it. With the new technology, we have the end user flexibility with the GIS staff at Newcastle County being the first level of end users. We did not develop the software. We consulted with it in it. But we are the first end users of the software. So we thought, what things would we like to see, and what things do we get phone calls from the public, and what would they generally ask for? And I know that as our development code requires certain developments be close to bus lines. So that was where the component of we should show the bus lines, because some of our development code says that it has to be within a certain distance. So we'll go through the base layers are obviously what they sound like. They're the base layers that make up Newcastle County, the parcel lines, the road infrastructure. We do use a commercial base map that's been, in a term they call caching, Hello? To increase the speed. So these maps are very quick for response for drawing. So you don't have the wait time of waiting for the layers to draw.
Are these Google Maps or MapQuest?
No, Google and Bing both require a license, and they have the right to either charge us per use or advertise on our site. We did not like either of those options. This base map was created by the software company, ESRI, who now goes by Esri. They actually have pronounced their acronym as they were called by their end users, Esri, for years.
And as we learned last meeting, you can, as you can with Google or Bing, you can drill right down to the smallest level and then overlay a map. You can then turn yourself into a person and look at street level and do a 360-degree view of where you are.
Right. So now that across the tools, we provided basic tools. We tried to use icons that were familiar and representative of what tasks they are. If you do hover over them, they do tell you what they are if there's any confusion. The find the address, some of the windows are designed at scales for smaller resolutions or higher resolutions, I guess. So there could be some parts cut off, but it doesn't affect the way they function. The addresses are an address locator built in Newcastle County for Newcastle County. Therefore, it's not necessary to put in city, state, zip, and in many cases, you don't even have to put in the suffix of the street. So we'll start with an address, and I'm just going to put in the street name without putting in the suffix. And because it's only searching Newcastle County addresses, it's able to find exactly which address I wanted. The scale of the maps, you can see that the way they draw, the map data is not available from the commercial vendor. We are in the process of caching our base maps, which have not been completed yet, to get the speed out of our maps that you're seeing out of the commercial product. At this point, they take a few seconds to draw, but they are the base maps that we'll be replacing.
At what point do you think we'll be caching with the maps for extra speed?
There's a software that we're looking to purchase that is currently being reviewed under our contract law by our law department. As soon as that contract, it's actually through our vendor Geographic. It's a separate software package, a separate purchase, and we're just waiting for some language of, you know, the normal things to come up in contracts.
Right, we're flexible as far as that's concerned. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we're in the middle of conversations right now. Make all the everything line up.
Yeah. Until that is available, we're going to, when we release to the public, we'll probably remove the Newcastle County base map option until time such time it's cached, because if we start having 50, 60 people hit that at the same time, it'll probably probably kill our servers. It's a lot of data being served. So for now, we just stick with the commercial street maps that were available. We also have, for base maps, we have the imagery, which is also provided by the same software company, and they draw very quickly. This just happened to be my house, and from looking at the cars in the driveway, it looks to be about a year, year and a half old, which is as current as the current mapping that, or air photo mapping that we have available in any other form for Newcastle County. So it's pretty up-to-date air photo. We have the ability to search by a parcel. I'm not going to go through and demonstrate everything. It's just a 10-digit parcel number that is associated to every parcel in Newcastle County. You can search by a subdivision. We've made it flexible enough that you can search by a part of a subdivision name. It doesn't have to be the first part. It doesn't have to be the entire subdivision. So it'll give you a set of results down bottom, and you can see it has Langolan Estates, Langolan Green, and Village of Langolan. So it found all the different ways that Langolan is referenced in the system. From these result options, you can go to the what's called Show Parcels. I'm just going to select Langolan Green at this point. So it's going to select all the parcels that fall within the boundary of that subdivision. For a civic association that may want to notify their owners in their neighborhood, we have under the result options the ability to do mailing labels. And because the parcels were already selected, they would be able to go in and select it's a PDF 5160. They want to notify the owners, not the occupants. And there may be pop-up.
Pick it one more time.
A pop-up blocker issue. Yeah, it's
Oh yeah. Yes.
Oh. There yes, it is. There. There's Firefox is preventing it.
You can go to the options.
Yeah.
And tell it that you. Then just click it again.
So now it'll bring up.
Shot.
All of the owners.
I think we need to budget more for postage. I just heard Lou.
No, actually, we have to budget less for postage, because as the public is able to do that for themselves, they won't be as reliant upon us to. Right now, we're under the public notification ordinance of 2001. Yeah, it was a while ago. We've been doing the mailing labels for the constituent end. And it does consume quite a bit of our user or our employee time to produce these. So with putting this option out there, it allows them to go out and do it themselves. And
yes, at the time, it was just Councilman Penrose Hollins and I that were involved at that. But we have updated that greater notification ordinance. I think Councilman Tackett was involved as well on that issue, I believe, in updating that, just tweaking it as well.
Right.
And we also have the ability to notify the occupants, which will take the property address, the primary property address for each property, and notify the occupant, and it'll just say occupant.
Is there any chance of having a field in there for email address?
Not for each owner. That would be tough.
If the
I'm
data
not sure
existed.
If I want to maintain right. Okay. That one. I mean, we could have email addresses. In fact, we do store some of the email addresses in a internal civic applications for contacting.
Like for maintenance corporations.
Right.
Right.
And you said we just have occupant, the parcel number, and then the address that it's going to. So.
And then we also have a reverse 911 system a smart 911 system where people can say instructions to the police if there's a 911 call from the house, to instruct them that even if no one answers the doorbell, that we're instructing you to break in, and that could save lives. But we're not going to break and enter, if you will, due to constitutional protections, unless we have pre-authorization from each of the residents.
All right, and then we can clear the options when we're done. So that's the three main search tools. We also have what's called an identify tool that will give you the option of selecting one or several parcels. Then from that option, once you have a parcel selected visually, you can go in and use that same tool and do a buffer. It's good for, we get a lot of requests for a liquor license. A liquor license requires 200 feet for a inside sales, 1,000 feet for outside sales, to notify any property owners. This will get mostly they're handled through attorneys' offices for their clients, and they come to us. We print the labels out, and then distribute the labels. And generally, if there's under 50 documents or 20 documents, whatever it is, there's no charge under the FOIA. And they do it as a FOIA application. So, with we're not really looking at a revenue loss by allowing people to do this on their own. In fact, with the additional work that we'll be able to get done through the time that it takes us to do these, we're probably working at a loss anyway. This is a additional search tools, and where these would come in handy is if you were trying to search for an entire block. You can just do a polygon around a block, and you can search all the parcels that are within a polygon. So it just gives you a bunch of flexible options for more advanced users that want to go in there and do searching that way.
So suppose someone asked me to come to their home, the president, but I don't have his address. But I know the Civic Association. Could I search his name if I know the community that he lives in?
Not at this point. We do have an internal application. With this being televised, everybody will know about it. But we do not have that feed. That we do not have that on our public site at this point.
And I think there would need to be some legal concerns that. Would need some further analysis and thought about that. CAO, did you have anything to add to that?
Although I do think we have an overlay where you could break it down by civic association, maintenance association.
Yes.
So the
president and who the contact people for those organizations are.
Right, because some of the presidents don't necessarily want to be known simply because, you know, they might be busy. They're more than willing to have the county have the data, but they don't want every real estate agent contacting them to broadcast their commercial ad to their community, which is a real concern. Andrew Ross from Geographic.
Yes, I was going to add to that. I mean, that the way that this application is architected, you know, if there was an extra task or workflow that you'd like to build in, it's just as easy as developing it and dropping it into the application, and it'll be there available for anybody who wants to use it. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is that we've made it flexible enough that you could have multiple parallel configuration files that you could serve up to different websites, different hosts, if you will, so that you could have one application that is used internally and another one that exposes other functionality to the users, to the community at large. So you could have, you know, things that you might not want to the general public to see, like, I don't know, police or security type applications, visible internally, and it's easy to do that.
Well, that's very helpful and useful. CEO, did you have anything to add?
Oh no.
Okay.
I think we have a question.
I'm fine.
The question in the back. Yep. Seeing none, we'll proceed, please.
Do we have a measure tool that works much like the select by parcel tool, except for it just gives you a measurement? Practical uses would be for an engineer that wanted to measure a forested area to figure out how many acres of forest he has on his site, especially if they're just in a preliminary plan stage and they don't want to go through all of the hiring of the surveyor at this point.
Mm-hmm. We have a question. Lou Hinkle?
We get a lot of calls about property and property lines, especially when it deals with parcels around public property, such as Newcastle County Parks and such.
Yes.
Is there a way that you could have on the map where it identifies what is county land as opposed to private property, so it gives people a clear understanding of exactly where things are?
Right, under protected land, this is our open space layer. The open space is shaded based on the type of ownership. Newcastle County ownership is, I do believe, no, that's Parkwood Gravel. These are the, that's the type of open space. So that's the public open space, private open space, and parkland.
Okay.
If I could do a follow-up question on that. That blue-green line around the county parcel, of course, is, you know, maybe, you know, 10 feet or 20 feet wide. We have folks that are asking questions such as, why isn't the county coming to clean the snow off a sidewalk? Of course, generally speaking, most folks may know that the State Department of Transportation owns anywhere from 7 to 10 feet from the edge of the road as part of the State Department of Transportation right away, solely and exclusively controlled by the state. But we get questions about maybe a tree cluster behind a community, and if we want to know the exact line in terms of meets and bounds description, can we distinguish that?
It is distinguishable. Not from these maps. These maps were never designed to be used for engineering data. They're mainly just for basic information. With inside a neighborhood, I mean, you have a standard construction of a street is 26 feet curb to curb, centered in a 50-foot wide right-of-way, which leaves 12 feet on each side. That is for utility purposes. That's usually specified in the record plans. And any construction improvement plans. So it's really not good for anyone from without an engineering or surveying background to try to interpolate a map as to, you know, engineering data from it.
Okay, so again, we're still going to have to refer constituents to your department sometimes to divine exactly where that line lays.
No, but generally we won't help. We'll tell them to call a surveyor. They're really, I mean, even from ours, in our shop, I used to work engineering, work for a surveyor for a time. And it's really not even a question that I'm comfortable with answering, especially if it's going to deal with a civil action or any kind of court proceeding.
That's a thoughtful answer, Patrick. Thank you. Would you continue, please?
We have added in just a bunch of quick links called bookmarks. The first one takes you all of Newcastle County. We can add additional ones if needed, but we just try to put in areas that people could relate to if they just wanted to quickly go to an area without using the zooming tools. Even areas that are not completely incorporated, we've just set predefined views for an area, Bear, Port Penn, you know, obviously the municipal areas, Wilmington.
When you say predefined views, can you demonstrate?
Well, it's predefined. This is the area that if you selected Bear, it would take you to this area. If you select Claymont, it would take you to the area. It's not going to necessarily be the entire boundary. It's mainly just a quick way to navigate. If you're zoomed into the map, you don't want to zoom all the way back out and have to zoom in. You can select the area that you want to pan to.
Question, do you have Greenville, Centerville, and Brandy 100?
Well, Brandy 100 would be 100. And we do not have Greenville, Centerville, or Brandy 100. We do have Pocasset.
Okay.
Maybe they can be added.
We can add
it. Could
them.
Be added, as, yeah. Since that's my district.
Yeah. The more we add, the longer the list gets.
Okay.
And when it gets to the point where the list extends past the page, we started with the municipalities,
right,
and then added a few areas that were not near municipalities, Port Penn, where it sits. You can't really pan anywhere close to Port Penn through using a municipal zone.
Well, if you used, for example, the crossroads at Silverside Road in Concord Pike, which is a village that never really grew up, but it has a name. It's on the map.
Tallyville.
And then if you also use Greenville, which has a crossroads, and Centerville, which has a crossroads, you at least enable the 100,000 people that live in that area, a good chunk of the county population, to be able to serve their areas.
If you just typed Greenville in there, what would happen? Nothing?
If you typed in Greenville for a search in subdivision, it would take you to the subdivisions of Greenville Crossing, Greenville Apartments.
Right, but I think it would behoove us to add those crossroads, Tallyville, Greenville, and Centerville on that list.
We can certainly add those.
Great. Thank you. Because otherwise, if you put in Centerville, you might get an area near where Councilman Tackett lives, since there's a few civic associations that have named themselves, although they're out of what the Centerville folks think it should be named.
And then the last of the map interaction tools would be the map viewer, that is, it's a street viewer like Google Street View, except for with clicking on the map, it brings up a three view photos. This can be changed to satellite here, so at this point you would get an overhead, a bird's eye view, and then a street level view air photo. These are all brought in from different commercial software companies, so they don't necessarily have the same date. So you may notice something in one photo and not notice it in the other, because they could be a year or two apart.
I just have to say, cool.
Patrick, the data mill used to have the historical aerial photos.
That is now being handled through, it's called DMAC.
DMAC?
DMAC. It's being handled through the, I think it's University of Delaware again, at John and Tina Callahan. May put a link, if we can find a place on our page, a link to the historical air photos. They do consume a lot of space on servers, so we don't want to duplicate them through the state, right, since somebody else is already hosting them.
So it's DMAC?
Yeah. DMAC.
That would be great to add that link. I know my fellow members of council and I are very interested in Stark, not only for interest, but also when we're doing research for our constituents on the background of a parcel.
Yes. They're used by the public. They do what's called a phase one site evaluation, which has to review a site for the past 50 years to try to see if there was any storage of chemicals or gas stations, gas tanks.
And also for board of adjustment for grandfathered uses which are inconsistent with the current code, that can be very helpful as well.
Yes. Now, all of the links, you'll notice they open up in separate viewing windows. We've done, instead of doing a redirect from the same page, we've actually opened up a new browser window for all these so that you don't have to hit the back arrow. You can just close the page or go back to the page that you were on.
Now, I'm going to ask a question that maybe doesn't make any sense. You can tell me if it does. Is this a Windows 7 function?
No, it's actually, it's a browser. It's just part of the browsers. They have the option of opening in a new window or redirecting the current page to a new site, or they can actually open a whole new session of the browser. I kind of like the tab function. We kind of selected it ourselves for doing it, just because it's a doesn't open up a ton of windows on your desktop that you may not want. I know that I've had a couple of places that I've been and I've had to go back and close 30 windows that I didn't realize were open on my desktop,
right,
back of the window I was currently
working. That's happened to all of us. Just for the record, I want to note that the council to council, Carol Doolin, is in the room as well.
Yes.
Thank you.
The last function is a print function. We're not hooked up to a printer at this point, so we're not going to be able to explore that at this moment.
And the print would be simply what's showing on the screen.
You have a small layout. You can print to a PDF. So we could do a print to a PDF. you can choose from 8.5 by 11 landscape or portrait up to 11 by 17. You can also select a map only without putting a title or scale bar. That stuff comes on the map by default the way it's set up. This does work.
It should. It depends on the...
Where's your printer?
And last time we were here, you had asked, is there a way to capture the screen? This
yes.
is an exact way to capture the screen. Now you have it in a PDF, and you can email it. So again, I'm sure Pat will get there, but there are different overlays you can apply to each screen. So if
there's
you add all those overlays, you can now put it to a PDF and email it to whomever you'd like.
Thank you, Daniel Shearquest. And now back to Patrick Susie.
Besides PDF, we can save it in a, you can also save it in a JPEG, GIF, EPS, depending on what are the formats. The JPEG's probably a more common format for bringing into a Word document if you were going to embed it into a Word document.
Is it searchable in the document for words, names of streets?
That I don't know. We can test that, though.
We can probably make it do that.
Andrew, well, thank you, but Patrick or Daniel, would that be a...
Well, you can search a PDF file.
Right. Yes.
So, in fact, part of the links that we have in here are actually searching in PDF pages and going to a specific page or a text in a page. But I have not tried to search the map. In fact, I'm not even sure it worked. I'm not sure where they...
You want to know where the PDF is?
Yeah, I don't know where the PDF is.
If you open, or if you click on the task of the open print map, no, the button under options.
Oh.
Keep going up, no, up, left.
Oh, under result options.
No, keep going there, okay. That one.
And that's what the map looks like.
So, and that you can print.
And that you can print.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I never actually printed one of the maps over here.
When I go to someone's house, I often do that.
Yes. Well, that's one of the things that we noticed with the commercial base map, and when we talk about why we're creating our own base map, we could, I'll go to a popular area of current development, and that is Bayberry. In the Bayberry area, you'll notice on the base map that there are no Bayberry. There's no road layout for the Bayberry neighborhood. So under our Newcastle County base maps, and I'm still not in Bayberry. They're not there. The commercial street maps tend to be 2 to 3 years out of date for street networks. So new neighborhoods don't necessarily have them in there. So we're we've created our own base mapping mainly to keep up with the how rapidly we change our maps.
Thank you.
Go back down through the layers now. We have the land use layers. We've grouped the layers in together what we consider to be themes. We've tried to link like layers together. Also, as a little differently than we did on our old site, on the old site, you were able to go through and you could turn on, and I'm not going to do it because it takes forever to draw, you could turn on every layer on the map at one time.
Takes a while to populate.
Takes a while to populate. You have people, especially if they're unfamiliar with navigating through a GIS map like this, besides being hard to populate, they would see a blue blob on their screen, and they would call us up and say, why do you show that my parcel is underwater? And I said, well, it's not. That's the blue for showing a type of zoning, and not the blue for the water, which just happened to be about the same color. We're limited to so many colors you can use when you're displaying them on the internet. So what we've done is, as you switch from layer to layer, the if I switch now to the zoning layer, all of the land use layers go away. So it's not possible to turn on 400 layers and clog the screen up to where you can't see what's going on. If you want to see what's available under different themes, you can just flip through the themes and save your same Zoom percentage for whatever parcel you're interested in.
That's good, because each time you would switch, it would have to repopulate, and it really slowed the process down.
So under our base layers, I'm not going to go through necessarily all of them at this point. I mean, these are our land use layers. The most important ones that we feel were the ones we get phone calls on all the time, development activity, with the green activity being the approved and the orange being the pending. We do have links off of these that will take you from the project. This is a pending project here. We'll go to the project view, and it'll take you to our website that has the all of the information about where that project is going through the system. We have PDF files to show what reviews have been done. You can look at the exploratory plan reports that were sent out to the engineer, telling them what we need changed or what we found during the plan review that they may need to make changes to.
This is significant, because when we started off in the dark ages, we had paper files not so many years ago. And now this cross-pollination, it was so hard to be able to get to that engineering page under each council district. You had to go through a number of layers and sort of know where you were going. Now, just going to the map and being able to drill to the engineering page and see everything that would virtually be in the paper file is significant. And just going back a few years, when we had the Barlow Mill Plaza project filed, I had to go spend hours and hours piecing through paper. What?
That was a big file.
But now, you know, it's all posted, and it certainly makes my job easier. It makes the county's job easier without having to answer Freedom of Information Act.
Yes.
So, you know, electronic and digital is, now we're getting into the earlier part of the 21st century, but better late than never.
We're saving our planet also, because we don't need all the trucks bringing in the boxes from the archive vendor to our building constantly.
Right.
Great question.
Lou Hinkle.
Dan, would it ever be possible then, like, because I find it to be a very important cog in the wheel there and doing what you're doing, but would you be able to put information up on the page on how to do that specifically?
We have a help button. And under the help button, it's only a 23-page document. I expect it will be growing as we add more help documentation to it. But it goes through pretty much everything that I'm going through. Tells you how to use all of the tools.
But if you go back to that page, and I don't know if it can, you know, if someone from there wanted to say, well, I would like to look at the engineering report for Bayberry South, is there like a box, would it ever be possible to have a box that would say, to get this information, go...
It's just a right-click.
Well, click here.
If I click on it, it pops up a window.
Yeah, it's intuitive. Right. It's pretty much intuitive.
And it just tells you that you're going to the project.
Well, believe me, I have a lot of constituents I've called that don't have that much intuition, so...
I think... Please. That's in that help documentation to tell you to...
Not in our district, though, in other districts.
To click on a feature to get additional information, I think it's in our help documentation.
Okay.
If it's not, we can certainly make sure that it's in there and close to the top.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Great.
So if I just jump in real quick, I think that...
Daniel Shearquist.
Thank you. Going from last week to today, I think we've more than scratched the surface, but I think we still have, quite frankly, hours to go with the detail that is left here. So I'm wondering if we should continue maybe a little bit more next week. Maybe Pat could hit on a couple of big topics for the next couple of minutes, but I'm wondering if we want to have another one, because
yes.
I mean, it sincerely is a lot more.
Well, we've been going for almost an hour and a half. So our time is, a lot of time has been used up. We have our next monthly technology subcommittee meeting scheduled for the same day next month, Tuesday, March 18th at 1:30 p.m. here in the City County Building in the 8th floor conference room. And of course, the meeting will be advertised, open to the public. And if you can't be here, just like this meeting and the meeting previously from Tuesday, February 4th, it's available online. I did make digital copies for each council person so they can see what the beta test looks like. You don't need to FOIA this anymore if you're in the public, because you can go to, well, currently you can go to bobweiner.com and link on it. It's my hope that through the technology committee beta test, that we can make it available as a hyperlink, as a video hyperlink, right next to the audio hyperlink for all county public hearings and county council meetings. But we're taking baby steps, because although other governments like Sussex County and the city of Wilmington have adopted this technology for New Castle County, it is a growing process, and so we're just moving slowly until everyone feels comfortable about it. So that was a good segue to get in a commercial for our next meeting.
Excellent.
And what will we talk about at our next meeting?
Well, the next meeting, I mean, we can go through the majority of the information that we put into the maps is linking from the map to other sites. I just had your webpage up. I linked to your webpage. One of the things I did want to put out there is, just because it may increase the participation at the meeting of interest, is that we did not forget about the municipal governments. We have the City of Wilmington, we have their council districts on there, links to their council pages. We have all their civic associations inside the triangle, top of where Cool Springs, all of their smaller civic associations that exist within inside the city. We have their zoning on there, links to their zoning page, links to their fire department, police stations.
And what you just said, Patrick Susie, is very important, because the City of Wilmington is part of New Castle County, and part of our 2012 comprehensive plan update was to make sure that we totally integrate City of Wilmington planning in New Castle County and do the same as well in reverse.
Well, they were pretty much omitted from our original mapping, mainly because we had no data and no ability to share the data from our current mapping system. Mm-hmm. We had to call a vendor in every time somebody sent us a new layer. Mm-hmm. So as we develop and receive more and more information from the City of Newark, from Wilmington, from any of the other governments, then we'll load as much as we can into our system, mainly as links. And as I said, we're trying not to keep all of their data, because their data is managed by them, and we can't.
So we can just link
with it. So we have links to go right to their data.
Councilwoman Lisa Diller from Newark, are you aware? Have you used the City of Newark web browser or link for their GIS system?
I think I've used it once or twice, not lately though. Mm-hmm. It would have been about a year ago or so.
Well, hopefully you can let your government officials know that the county website, therefore, might be an asset for them. Councilwoman Diller, did you have any questions or comments or observations?
No.
Great. Okay.
I look forward to seeing this on the
web. Yes. Yes. Thank you. From your lips to God's ears.
Now, for obvious reasons, we would like to be able to serve this out to the public. We have not, even though this is technically a public-facing site, and somebody searched hard enough they could probably stumble upon it. We have not made the switch to all of the links on our internal website to go to this mapping. So,
and we're about a month away from doing that.
Yep, it's whoever's call.
It's above our pay grade.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments concerning the specific points raised, or for the good of the order? Any
other?
David?
I just, again,
Grimaldi?
Want to thank the IS department. They've been really working hard to execute the county executive's vision of using technology to really maximize the social benefit of this government, whether it be in public safety, special services. Now we're finding with the new website, open government, GIS mapping, we're really bringing the county into the future, and we couldn't do it without these great employees. So really, thank you.
I agree. And speaking as just the...
1998?
Yes, 1998.
That's when we funded the...
When county executive was the previous county executive.
Now. The same county executive.
Yes.
Yep. Obviously. I think he rolled out the first... The website that we have now was not changed since the last time he was county executive. The GIS mapping system that we're going to implement now was actually not changed since the last time
right.
he was county executive.
So it was time.
Yep.
And just speaking on behalf of the technology committee, let me just say thank you for the partnership between the executive branch and our legislative branch, not only for the technology committee, but for other functions as well. You know, there may be differences, but where it makes obvious sense for the two branches of government to cooperate, only the constituents can benefit, and it certainly is something that we're charged to do because we all have taken the same oath of office.
And we thank you, sir, for your continued support.
Thank you. And I'll just note that it's 2:31 p.m. I'm just going to call the meeting to an end because we don't have a motion since we don't have a quorum. So thank you, and we'll see you 1 month from today, March 18th, 2014, 1:30 p.m. here in the City County Building. Bob Weiner signing off for the Technology Subcommittee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice job, Pat.
That was great.
Good job.
Very good job, man.
That's why you get the big bucks, Pat.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
Amazing.